This is Backstory, a daily conversation with Times reporters on the stories they're covering. I'm Jane Bornemeyer, editor of New York Times Radio. Today I'm talking to Matt Wald in Washington about an admission by the president of a meatpacking company that his workers had introduced sick cows into the hamburger supply. Steve Mandel of Hallmark Westland Meat Company of Chino, California, made the admission at a hearing by a House Oversight Committee. Matt, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to me today.
Thanks, Jane.
What new did you learn about this meat recall?
Well, we learned that the president of the company, a California company called Hallmark Westland Meat Company, didn't really know what was going on even when he walked into the committee room. He had previously acknowledged that employees kicked downer cattle. These are cattle that aren't healthy enough to walk to the slaughterhouse, to the area where they're killed. Stuck them in the eye with batons, used electric prods on sensitive parts of their bodies, pushed them around with forklift trucks, and he'd acknowledged that there was a humane issue here. But they sprung a second videotape on him, and this one showed one of these downer cattle, which may have mad cow disease, that's why we're worried about it, being forced to the slaughter area where presumably it went from there into the slaughter. There was it was an undercover video shot by a Humane Society investigator, and it was somewhat fragmentary, but it appears that this animal went right on into the hamburger.
And so what did the president have to say about that?
He said, "I'm shocked." He said that he was shocked beforehand by the previously released videotapes that showed cruelty, but that he didn't believe any of these animals had actually entered the food supply. Now it appears that at least two of them did.
To what extent does this plant seem to be an aberration, assuming all this is going on, and to what extent is it possibly representative of other meatpacking places?
It would be tough to say, because the testimony today was that the USDA is in part of the plant for part of the day, and even if you train your employees not to do bad things, you really don't have a clue what they're really doing. In this case, what was recalled was 2 years of production by this company. But if you think about it, you recall meat that was produced 2 years ago, almost certainly it's been eaten by now. It's a moot point. This company also turns out to be a very large supplier to the federal school lunch program and to other federal programs for the poor and elderly.
What's going to happen next? Is the investigation continuing, or what's the next step in this process?
Well, the USDA, which has not covered itself in glory so far, didn't have a lot to say because they said they can't talk about it. It's still under investigation. The committee is looking at other steps you could take, like irradiating meat, which is a possibility, although consumers don't like it and some people raise questions about it, or other things you could do to try to keep the food supply safe. And it's not just beef. We also have problems with vegetable supply. It seems like the committee is onto an area of insufficient oversight of a lot of factory food production.
Now, what does the House committee intend? What's their expectation here? What do they hope to do? And is this guy going to be fined, or is he face any kind of charges?
Well, in the case of the California company, Hallmark Westland Meat Company, some of his employees are under criminal investigation for cruelty to animals, which is an important issue, but a different issue from risk to human health. Part of his company seems to be permanently shut down. One of the members of the committee, Bart Stupak of Michigan, chairman of the subcommittee actually doing this hearing, said, well, can schools get reimbursed for the beef they had to toss out? And the president, Steve Mandel, said, well, I don't think that's possible. The implication was he doesn't have any money. The committee is looking at a variety of changes. There's one proposal to give the FDA more power to enforce recalls in the hopes that that would clean up the food system and create more of an incentive to prevent this kind of problem. There are a variety of other things they could do, but the consensus on the committee, at least, was that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture don't really have the resources to monitor what's going on.
Matt, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Jane.